There was an enthusiastic response to today's launch. The team behind this project, which includes Plymouth University, M-Subs and Shuttleworth Design, want to build a yacht which can be controlled remotely and make its way from Plymouth, UK, to its namesake in the US in 2020. It would be a symbolic part of the events to mark the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower sailing from the Barbican to the New World in 1620. However, long-term, it would also be a scientific research vessel and make Plymouth the first place to make use of this technology on the water. They need £250,000 to turn the design into reality, and programme manager Paddy Dowsett from M-Subs says thanks to £50,000 from UTC Plymouth, they're part of the way there. He said people are asking pertinent questions.
Quite rightly, they want to understand the viability of the project, so there's a number of technical questions, there's a number of questions about funding, because these people want to understand that if they invest in us and they share our faith, then they're going to see that the project come to maturity. And I think the great thing about today, with that initial funding that we received, that people are now more and more convinced this is no longer just a blueprint design, this is something that we're going to bring to fruition.
Richard Stevens from Plymouth City Bus was at the launch to decide whether his firm would invest. He told us why this project is important.
This is something that puts Plymouth on a world stage, and that sets it apart from some of the other activities that I'm involved in. And for me, it's that opportunity. It's a showcase. How do we get a president of the United States to Plymouth in 2020? Well, this could just be the catalyst that does that.
The yacht would be solar-powered, and those batteries would then power an electric motor. Designer Ryan Shuttleworth says that also makes it different to other vessels.
Other aspects of this project are the fact that it uses no fuel. Efficient engineering and hull shapes and renewable technologies are going to become a central part of the marine industry as fossil fuels become depleted.
Rotech is a firm that specialises in yacht hydraulics, and they're interested in getting involved. Dave Nance from the firm says it's great to see such a local project.
It'd be quite nice to be involved in a project that is basically built and funded from this area and is a success story. So I think everybody wants to be involved like that.
If we're to see this yacht sail the Atlantic in 2020, there is still a lot of money to be generated. That will depend on whether firms and individuals buy into the idea that this is a way to really put Plymouth on the scientific and cultural map.